Welcome to your weekly Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estritori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into the top stories impacting Australian consumers and businesses this week. In an ever-evolving job market, Australian job seekers are bracing for a steep uphill climb. Competition for jobs has soared compared to pre-pandemic levels due to factors like strong population growth and a new generation entering the workforce. Despite a minor uptick in job ads this January, the Reserve Bank predicts a bump in unemployment by year-end. This troubling trend indicates a call for innovative policies and practices to ensure sustainable employment and economic vitality. Moving on to the insurance sector, interesting verdicts have unraveled this week. In an unprecedented ruling, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority ruled favorably for a strata property owner entangled in a dispute with strata community insurance agencies over damages caused by a leaking pipe. Contrary to the insurer's claims of wear and rust deterioration, the authority ordered the insurer to cover about $14,000 for repair costs, excess water bills, plus interest since the rejection of the claim. In contrast, a homeowner's insurance claim was dismissed after it was judged that their property damage predated their policy. On this occasion, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with the insurer, Auto & General, after meteorological data and expert analysis confirmed damage from floods earlier, long before their policy kicked in. In a small win for the claimant, the insurer will still hand out $2,500 for procedural delays. Speaking of financial matters, the Australian Securities Exchange faces a rocky period. It is reeling from its third straight day of losses, given warnings of rising living costs from major banks and a profit nosedive at the Commonwealth Bank. This fall in bank prosperity, a crucial economic barometer, points to daunting economic trials ahead. Investors and consumers, be prepared to weather a possible economic storm brought on by both domestic and global shifts, including changes in central bank policies and geopolitical turbulence. And that's your roundup of the week's financial happenings in Australia. Be sure to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for comprehensive services in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Stay informed, wise, and prepared with Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estritori, signing off until next Thursday. Stay tuned.